Down Galilee's slow roadways a stranger traveled on, from Nazareth to Jordan to be baptized by John. He went down to the waters like soldier, scribe, and slave. But there within the river, the sign was birth and grave. Arising from the river, he saw the heavens torn. It seemed the sky so
into our time of prayer. I have a few concerns that have been shared with us in the course of the week to lift up so that you might hold them in your prayers. Prayers of concern, we keep in our prayers the family and loved ones of Roger Wardlow, who passed away on December 23rd at the age of 104. So we celebrate Roger's long life and we give thanks for him and keep his family in our prayers. Beth Fink has asked for prayers for her cousin Jamie as she fights cancer. In recent weeks, we have learned of the passing of Thelma Doviak and Rose Clayton, so we keep both of their families in our prayers. And Den Elman will be having surgery next Friday at Fox Chase, so our prayers of comfort and healing surround Den. I invite you to be with me now in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, you have shown us in the person of Jesus a new way to live, a new way to be. You get it. You sent a piece of yourself to dwell among us, to move into our neighborhood, and for that priceless gift we give you thanks. You have shown a new light on each of us, a light that helps us to see things more clearly, the way you would have us see things. You have poured your light into our hurting and troubled world and have asked us to live in the light rather than run and hide in the darkness of fear and hatred and revenge. You have used your light to guide wise people in and of all ages towards the hope of your Son, Jesus. You have promised to continue to be our light day in and day out, and you ask us to place our trust in you and put one foot in front of the other, advocating for peace, justice, and reconciliation by the very way we live our lives. That doesn't mean, however, that our walk in this light is always easy. There are plenty of circumstances in and out of our control that threaten to darken our days. There is violence, disappointment, betrayal, and sadness. In these moments, God, be close by. Hold space for our grief. Offer us your voice and your presence in ways that we can hear and see and feel. This day, O God, knowing that you feel with us, we bring to you our concerns. As those we love struggle with illness, hardship, loss, fear, and anxiety, we place them in your hands. God, we lift up our country, wounded, broken, divided, and pray especially for your voice of true justice to be louder than those that threaten to turn us against one another. We pray and we work to ignite the light of understanding and peace, a light that will always overpower the darkness of hate. We take time now to pray silently. Speak now, O God, not just when we are at a loss for words, but especially when the words we do find are ones that cut and hurt. Let your voice be heard within each of us, guiding us, bringing healing and wholeness. Help us to be a reflection of your hope, love, joy, and peace in all that we do, a reverberation of you in all that we say. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
As we prepare now to come to Christ's table, recognizing that Christ's table is set in your home or wherever you may be, as well as here as we gather to worship, we are very aware that God calls us to this table and Christ is the host. We are also painfully aware of how much we need what Christ alone can offer. The mercy, the strength, the forgiveness, the grace that all come at this table. We remember that the first time Jesus sat at such a table was in an upper room with his disciples, knowing full well that in less than 24 hours, an angry mob would prevail. A weak-minded governor would cave to their wishes, and Jesus would be crucified. And yet Jesus sat at that meal, looking into the eyes of those he loved and offering them hope, offering them another way. We come to this table seeking that other way of being and doing. We come to this table remembering Jesus' words. After giving thanks for the bread, he broke it. As he shared it with those he loved, and I envision him sharing it by looking each one of them into the eye, looking at them with compassion, not judgment, looking at them with hope, looking at them with challenge, and reminding them, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
And in the same way, after sharing the bread, Christ took the cup. And before sharing it with those that he loved, he blessed it. And as he poured it out, he said to them, this is my blood, poured out for you. Whenever you do this, do it in remembrance of me. Christ did indeed pause to bless and to give thanks for the gifts that he shared, so I invite you to join me in prayer as we do the same. Loving God, how good it is to know that as we step into this new year and as we continue in unsettling times, we do not do so alone or in darkness. And how good it is to know, particularly after the events of this week, that as we come to this table, the table of grace, we do not come alone or in darkness. but that your light guides us here, meets us here, and surrounds us now. As we eat of this bread and as we drink of this cup, may they be for us reminders that love gets the last word, that love overcomes all, even death. May that same love nourish us now for the work of compassion and justice and peacemaking that lies ahead. Amen.
As you take the bread, whatever type of bread you have in front of you, envision Jesus looking you in the eye with love, with compassion, with challenge, reminding you by his very expression that his body was broken so that we might be made whole. His life would be given so that we might have life. Remembering this, we take and eat.
Friends, as you take the cup of whatever it is you've got, know that it is for us Christ's blood, life poured out that we might know fullness of life that really is life. Remembering this, we take and drink.
Let us give thanks. Gracious God, you have chosen to feed us at Christ's table. And now our challenge is to go out into a very broken world, having been fed, knowing that we must feed others. Yes, food, but also hope and challenge. We must speak up. We must speak out. Your world is broken, but it is not beyond mending. Our nation is broken, but it is not beyond mending. May we have the courage to be who you created us to be. May we refuse to cower in the corner, but step forward and speak out, living lives that match our words, living lives that make a difference, not just in the lives of some, but especially in the lives of those who are hurting most. You have fed us. Now help us, O God, to willingly, generously feed others. Amen. As you go today, to face whatever lies before you, whatever tasks, whatever challenges, whatever opportunities, I urge you to go forth into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one, evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted, honor all people. And as you do, may God's light surround you. May God's love enfold you. May God's strength equip you and God's Spirit sustain you, now and always. Amen.